Like, I'm so delirious. I don't know what show this is. I don't know what time it is. All right. Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored on a Thursday.
Ooh,
my bad.
Crazy.
Y'all just don't expect much from us. Lower your expectations. Does anyone have high expectations from us, though? You think anyone, like, holds us to a high expectation of anything?
No, I think it's just kind of like an escape, you know?
Yeah, like, you don't...
It should be fun.
Does anyone have, like, a release? Like, when you don't see this podcast release on Wednesday, you're like, what? What do you mean?
They're like, thank God.
We did get a message yesterday where it was like, where's the podcast? Like, I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah, we just...
I had a very important doctor's appointment.
Do you want to talk about it or no?
Next time. It's a lot to get into.
Okay. You okay?
Next time.
Oh.
Oh.
We'll get into it next time, y'all. I did my makeup today. I got to get on the news.
I was going to say, you look pretty.
Thank you. I'm not trying to get all sappy.
Boy. Okay.
If I didn't have my makeup done, we could totally get into it.
Okay. yeah, this week's kind of screwy. So we're just, like, technically the radio show is still on, but we're doing a little radio magic. What are we talking about on the radio show right now, Charlotte?
On the radio, we are currently talking about dating our boss.
Yeah, dating your boss. Yeah, so that's you turn the radio show for that. And
if you're
radio magic. Don't ask any questions. We'll do a disclaimer up here up front. Tom still doesn't have it.
He's busy. I know. Leave him alone.
We're not
going down that road
going
today.
Through it.
Jess, let's give a disclaimer here up front, though.
Yeah, so Uncensored is very, very different. It's like the close friends feature on Instagram that you show everything to a certain amount of people, to a certain group of people, and that's what our Uncensored family is for.
So, thank you for being here. This might be a smidge shorter. Actually, we got a little bit of time today. We don't know how this is going to go, but... thank you for being here. YouTube family, hi, good morning. You can also hop into our YouTube show, which, Charlotte, we need to talk to you about because we had a little social media meeting this week and we got to step up our YouTube a little bit. But so
I'm
thank you.
I need the login.
I know.
Right?
Before anybody gets mad at me, I ain't never got the YouTube login. So.
I don't even, honestly, do you know what it is? I don't even know what it is. I'm not sure.
We are the worst with passwords and logins.
Just get ready for the Kramer.Jess YouTube channel coming
Jesus.
Soon.
Ugh, it sucks.
I'm still mad about that.
What's up, Tina? What's up? Good morning. Bethany's here. And Grace is that I'm just happy to be here. That's
Aww.
Right. Yeah. That's really nice. That's very kind. Thank you. What's up, Isabel? Good morning. Queen Pam, hi. Good morning. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. Bethany says, yeah, my days are all messed up because the podcast. Thanks. I know. I'm sorry.
That's fair.
It's fair. She said, I didn't realize that y'all are a day late. Well, that's good, too. That's good. Thanks for not being on the schedule with us. We really appreciate that as well. Today, honestly, is more of a catch-up day than a new day because we kind of left you guys with a few stories last week that need to be caught up on.
We're getting answers. I like it.
Answers. And we're going to start, Charlotte's is a little less heavy than mine, so we're going to start with light, end a little heavy, and then maybe we'll have to do a little pick-me-up at the very end just to leave on a light note. Charlotte, you went ghost hunting over the weekend. Charlotte is she's a very peculiar young woman. her vacations always include paranormal somehow. If you weren't here last week, though, do you want to explain what the hell you went to do and how an actual death was involved just days before? Like, there was an actual story, like,
yeah,
that was making trending news.
So we, for quite a while, me and my friend had tickets booked to go do a combo tour of the Jenny Wade House in Gettysburg, who is the only civilian to ever die during the Civil War. So very sad for Jenny. We'll talk about her soon. And then the Haunted Orphanage. And just before we got there, the demon doll Annabelle... of the movie Annabelle fame.
Isn't this your vacation too, Jess, than what you typically go do?
Yeah, me and Jess are like twins when it comes to this. She loves ghost hunting.
You guys should go on a trip together. What do they even look like?
We would have so much fun. It just can't be ghosty.
No, exactly. It would just have to be like our other interest.
Exactly.
Like, we would be like, we'd get good food and you know.
Yeah.
So worst was I? Oh, right. The Haunted Orphanage. So yeah. So right before we were there, Annabelle, the famous haunted demon doll, was there. And someone died. It's actually really sad.
It's a really crazy story. We talked about the radio show.
Yeah.
But...
the guy, he's been helping wheel her around the country. She's been on tour and he helped bring her into the orphanage. And then I don't know if it was the night they put her in there while he was in Gettysburg. He died at 54, super young. It's actually really sad. He has four kids and a wife, and like I'm very sad for them.
Natural causes, yeah. Too. That's all. The only thing they said was natural causes.
They haven't
causes.
Released anything.
They ain't nothing
more.
Natural about that.
That's what I'm saying. 54, like with no other, like it's weird. It's
so
a really weird story.
Very scary. I was a little bit afraid, but luckily Annabelle was no longer in the basement when I was there. So we got a little like spooky energy of like she was just there, but like didn't have to risk my life to, you know, see her. So that was
weird.
Cool.
So spooky.
But yeah, so super fun ghost hunting there. But I have a really good ghost story for you guys from the second night of ghost hunting.
Jess turns off her camera. She turns her headphones down.
It's really hard
just,
for me to
just
sit
nods.
There
it's just a nods bit her head funny, like she's
though.
Listening. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's why I'm telling you guys this one. Because I have some stories of like actual like experiences we had,
yeah,
but I'm gonna mostly
tell
the fun one so yeah. We don't traumatize Jess. So the second night we went ghost hunting in Jenny Wade's birth house where she was born, and this is the one civilian that was killed during the Civil War, like
yeah.
I was saying. So my ghost stories mostly have to do with Jenny Wade's father in this house.
Okay.
And his name is James. So first of all, we're sitting in the parlor, and apparently James is known to hang out in this one corner that would attach to his shop next door, and the door's right there, and like apparently he'll like knock on it sometimes and stuff. Now, when I sat down in the corner of this room, I did not know that that was James' spot yet. So we're like talking to him, and there's this app called Ghost
Tube. You just plop down this chair, like just
I was actually sitting on the floor, in the corner because everyone else was sitting on the couches, and like we were talking to him with this thing called Ghost Tube, and which is a fun name, right?
This sounds like a horror movie already, like a cheesy horror movie.
So
that's ready
my
to happen.
EMF in the corner is like going off, like it's like spiking, and I'm like, oh, and so suddenly we're like chatting with James a little bit, and he goes, "I'm right behind you."
Wait.
To me. And I have never yeeted onto my feet.
Wait, on the app it says that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, wow.
Like in this creepy ghost voice.
Yeah.
Okay, the sound is coming from an app. It's coming from your
yes.
phone.
Yes. It wasn't on my phone. It was another one, the Ghost Hunters, because I was using my EMF reader. So I yeeted out. I've never yeeted out of anything as fast in my life.
Yeah.
Like everyone kept making fun of me. And then so we realized we didn't go around and like formally introduce ourselves
yeah.
to the spirits of the house, mm-hmm. which you should do. Mm-hmm. So we're everybody saying them, and oh my God, I forgot something. So as soon as I entered the parlor, James on the ghost tube goes, "She can stay."
Oh,
wow. Okay, so that's important context.
Were you kind of flattered though? Like if a ghost was hitting on me, I'd be like, I mean
me and Emily didn't really know which one of us it was about.
At this point, I'd be like, I mean,
no, but not me and Emily didn't know who it was for.
Did you fight? Did you fight over it
at the same time?
I'd be fighting over it a little
okay,
bit. I'd be
okay.
like, thank
so we were
you.
Like, oh, thanks, King.
Yeah.
Thanks. So yeah. It was like, yeah. So we're going around saying our names, and everyone's like said theirs, and like he hasn't had any input. So I say, "Hey, I'm Charlotte." And if this fucking ghost tube doesn't say aroused.
Ew!
Aroused.
Ew. And this happens in front of everybody.
In front of
here's the
everyone.
Thing. Here's the thing. Women, here's the bad news. Men don't get any better even after we die is the bad news.
Even in the 1800s.
I really hate that because like I feel like ghosts can like see through your clothes.
You can't escape us.
Oh my
us.
God, I didn't think
you,
of that.
You
so
can't
I'm just
escape
like,
us.
So you're a perv, you've been a yeah. perv, and you're being
and
a perv.
And we'll stay a
he
perv.
Actually
like.
Historically was arrested for doing some pervy things.
Ew.
So like we have a historical record of this. So like I had to be so sure at the end. I was like, nobody can come home with me, especially you, James. Like, I know, like, we were having some good combos. We were getting into it. But, like, this ain't that. So, yeah. Has
wow.
anyone else here ever been hit on by a ghost?
I cannot say that
pretty
I...
Pretty good, never have
but,
I
but
ever.
But, like, honestly, were you kind of flattered? Or were you, like, what's the vibe? Because I feel
it
like...
It was funny.
If a ghost hit on me, I think I'd be...
No, I loved it.
I know, I was going to say, like, I think I'd still, like, be
I don't
a little
want any part.
Flattered if
no
that
part.
Happened.
Oh, aroused,
is it, wait,
he's
but,
gross.
But tell me, like, okay, if a guy came up to you, like
and
a
said,
human...
aroused,
like, if a man,
I'd say 911.
No, literally.
But if a ghost does it...
Also, I wish I could call 911.
I actually appreciated it in the moment because, like, some really like scary, heavy things had happened leading up to that. So I was like, you know what? I will take a little comic relief.
Of all the things that could happen, listen, of all the things that could happen in a ghost house, like, let's be honest, like it's not the worst. A ghost hitting on you. Like, what would you rather do? A ghost like haunt you, or a ghost hit on you?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be there.
Because there had been like some scary and sad moments, like me being so scared. And then like, they were like, what year is it? And that made me really fucking sad.
That's crazy.
So I was like, you know what? We can flare a little bit. You need a little.
Like, I gotta be honest. That's a funny story.
Isn't that
crazy? That's
and
trippy.
Like, aroused is such an old timey way to
like,
say it too.
And it's like I just, of all things to say, like, aroused.
He wasn't like, you're beautiful.
I know.
He was
like, dude, I can't wait to be a ghost now. Like,
that's actually
he's gonna
so
be
disgusting.
In the gym, like,
I'm like, aroused. Like, you just walk up to women and say aroused.
He's gonna be like, yoga pants.
Right. Like, you can just do that when you're dead. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
I know.
Like,
the more you know. So
things you can get away
shout
with.
Shout out to actually, he's a criminal, so not shout out
let's
to him.
Let's not shout out the perverted ghost.
They did tell me I had to get sage before I came back, so I did buy sage cleansing spray, and I did spray it on myself.
Yeah, I'm a little like, are you a little freaked out by her, like, hobbies? And then she just, like, walks back in the studios?
Yes.
Like, I am, too. And
well,
then,
no
bullshit. Like, no bullshit. I do get a little paranoid about, like,
And when I say that, it doesn't mean that I don't, support your different interests and stuff
like
that.
But, like,
I think that, like, it's, because, again, you know, everyone's going to be interested in different things. But I think just because of the way I feel about certain things and my own experiences, I definitely... Yeah, it does mess with me a little bit.
I will say,
I'm like 3 feet from her. What are you talking about? You're literally in a damn vacuum.
Why do you
seal.
Think I?
Why
do you
think I sit in there?
Why do you think I've kind of just kept my distance a little bit?
No, I will.
And
say,
no shade, no tea. It's just me because I'm so sensitive to those things that like it's intense. Even when I stayed in the Spencer Mansion B&B, that home was built in like 1880 something, and it wasn't bad energy, but it's definitely a certain type of energy, and I had to like calm myself down a little bit because I can feel the vibes and stuff.
I will say, like, I am like I care a lot about like ethical like paranormal investigations, and like the most important thing to me is being respectful, because like at the end of the day, like, I care about how I treat people, whether they're living or dead.
Yeah.
And that might sound silly if you don't believe in ghosts, but like, I am very careful to always do my like telling them thank you for talking to me. Like, you can't follow me home like cleansing stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I do try to be careful because I do have like trauma and stuff, which I think makes me like more susceptible to like being like open to things.
Hit on by ghost.
Yeah. I don't know. I do think I like, I'm a little closer to like the veil or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm really good at like being empathetic with like not only living people, but I think I feel like energy.
Yeah.
From spirits too.
Yeah.
So
could you also sit in a different studio though? Could you like sit in like the, you know?
You guys want me to call it in? Yeah. But I do really try not to get haunted.
Yeah.
For,
could you
for
try
me and
not
for
to.
Everyone.
Like, one day I'm just afraid I'm gonna look over and like her eyes are.
I can bring in the spray. We can spray like the door, like the all the door entrances
no,
and
it's
stuff
fine.
Too.
It's fine, Charlotte. Honestly, you being possessed would not be like top five worst things that happened in the Odyssey building on a normal basis. Like,
she
I
is
hate to say
not
that.
Going to get possessed.
No, I'm not.
She's not going to get possessed.
You know how many demons we work with on a daily basis? Like, it's not even. We're kind of used to it around here.
Well, you guys are gonna love what I'm doing Friday.
Oh fuck! Now what?
I'm applying to formally join the Baltimore Paranormal Society.
Did you hear this?
Wait, you have to apply.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I already submitted my application. Yeah. I'm going to the meet and greet Friday.
Where are they having it? Is it in Towson again?
I have to check the email.
Are you allowed
forgot.
To say where it is too? I don't know if it's like private.
Yeah,
or
no,
not.
They post. They posted. Okay. Everyone's invited.
They're like they're homies
the
of the show.
Greet?
So yeah, we like them.
Yeah, they. I told them.
I'm a little annoyed that you have to apply. It's kind of like you should be able just to get in because we're homies
but
and like
also
we've
like,
had them on.
If you want to be careful with ghosts, I think it is good to interview people and
that's
make sure
true.
They have good intentions.
You're right.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Point.
You're right.
So I
you're
actually
right.
don't mind.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. I respect it. Because
like, if someone just wanted to come in and be like. No. You know, like disrespectful.
Wait,
to
do
the,
what?
You know, be like, "Hey, what up, ghost?
Hit on
suck
me.
Suck my dick. Like,
suck
like
my
that's
dick,
how
ghost.
You.
100%. That's how, yeah, that's how you irritate them.
And
for
we were
sure.
literally talking about how the guy from Ghost Hunters, he's banned from the Jenny Wade house for being disrespectful to her spirit. So
good.
Like, these people actually, like, they do care.
Yeah,
I'll
no.
defend my paranormal homies.
No, they are really, really cool people.
Yeah,
I didn't know where this conversation was going, but it went way weirder than I thought it was
Aroused.
Going to. Aroused. Thank you, Charlotte. There
Who's
goes,
next?
There's Charlotte. I don't even know how I'm going to transition into this, to be honest with you. So I'm not even going to try. We're just going to take a commercial break. There's no tease going into it. We're just going to clear the palates, and we're going to come back right after this. Man, I told y'all last week that I got a really, really just unsettling phone call from a friend that, like, I know is in a bad spot. I know is in a bad spot in a relationship, and I didn't quite know how to handle this situation because she basically said that her boyfriend thought that we had a threesome, right? You guys remember this conversation? If you weren't here, that's basically it. That
they're going through it for sure.
Clearly going through it. But I didn't really know much about the situation. All it said was, hey, so my boyfriend, they've been together for maybe 6 months or so, thinks that me and you and one of our other friends had a threesome. So some things are going to have to change. Call me back. Don't call me back unless you can call me back in the next 5 minutes because I don't want him to get upset. And that was basically the gist of it. It was very unsettling.
Messy, yeah.
So I was like, I don't know what, because it was like 30 minutes later, I saw the message. I'm like, I don't know I can call. I don't know that I can text. I don't know what to do with the situation.
Right.
And we talked it through. If you didn't listen to last week, go listen, kind of like what I should do. And I was really, I mean, it was unsettling because I didn't know the rest of the week and like what to do. And her and I kind of played phone tag. We didn't talk, honestly, until last night. Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
She had gone out of town for
I think that's kind of good, to be honest.
Work stuff. And honestly, it wasn't good for me. Because I just was spiraling.
Well, you're
about,
probably so anxious.
I was so anxious because I'm like, I don't know what. Why would somebody even assume that situation? Like that is such a. We talked about this last week. I've never had a threesome. How is this even assumed?
Like, right. It'd be one thing if he accused you guys of sleeping together, but
right.
a threesome is really
it's
random
so
and specific.
Crazy. I'm like, I also have to like think about like the show and like what is being said about the show. It goes in so many different layers of like what is out there about me and like the show and like what is being said. And so it's like, I just so many layers when something's so that far fetched, I'm like, what is out there? So, we finally talk.
Okay. And how does this conversation go?
So, I can tell it starts very lighthearted. She's like, we're just, hey, you know, blah, 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 blah. Actually, it was just, well, I won't give too many details, but we eventually, pleasantries, lighthearted. She's like, so crazy thing. And again, she kind of goes into, she's trying to keep it light, I can tell, because I think that like she's probably embarrassed how this conversation is going to go.
Right.
And she's like, so crazy thing. He went through my phone. And he's never done this before, by the way, which like
that she knows of.
Right.
True.
And apparently he found an old text message thread between the three of us, which, by the way, I would have to go back in my phone and find this thread. It's been I can't tell you how long.
But if you're looking for something, you're going to go as far as you can go.
Bro. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I can't even tell you the last time the three of us probably would have texted it. I mean, the man, he was deep diving. If he's doing it,
it's
right?
A vintage group chat.
It was a vintage one.
But all of us, I'm assuming you've done this, Charlotte. I know I have. When you go through somebody's phone, you're going to go as deep as you can
go.
I've
actually never gone through a phone.
Really?
Never?
No. Good for you.
That surprises me. I
love that
for
you.
I'll go through it right now.
No, I love that for you because it is a terrible feeling that you have when you're doing it.
Here's what I say about going through somebody's phone. And this, and just so you know, if you ever consider going through somebody's phone, you're going to find something because you're going to make a story up about something you're going to see. There's never been a time in my life that I have not gone through somebody's phone that I've absolutely found something, because if you're on a rampage to find something, I guarantee your brain will let you find something.
It's going
to
make him feel some type of way. So what is it that he saw between the three of you that was alarming to him?
There was apparently, and I'd have to go back and try to find it. I did not look for it. Apparently, there was a joke made.
Okay.
A joke
Okay.
Made about us having a threesome because we were just a group of friends.
Yeah.
And about us having, now again.
But that's all he needed.
And that's all he needed.
And obviously, because there's so much stuff going on between the both of them, where both of them are doing things that the other is uncomfortable with, no matter how that was said or in what kind of manner
actually,
it was said.
Let me
if
see.
It was a meme, like, that's going to hit you a type
Dude,
of way.
And I'm telling you, so like, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
like,
that sucks.
I'm like,
that sucks.
Dude, really? Like,
yeah,
that's, and Lord knows how, I mean, I would say it's at least 6 months old, right? Mm. And so there was a time where the three of us had gone over to her house, and all of a sudden he's like, wait, he's been to your house before? So now that apparently triggered him, that I was like gone to her house before.
That he didn't know about.
But like, why would you even bring that up? It's like, so now it's like, he's got a problem.
But remember though, both of them are like friends with people and have connections that the other does not feel comfortable with. So it's like, it's tit for tat right now.
Kind of is what it feels
like. For both
of
them
They're kind
of
just going through like just.
They're
just,
going through it.
It's like, so I'll give you this, you give me that.
Everything is sensitive where it's like, well, why didn't you tell me about this?
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Well, like if I'm giving you this and you got to give me that one.
The
like,
whole thing is toxic. So that's all he needed to see.
I mean, so.
But she's still with him, yes?
So let me finish the whole story. So that's at least where the threesome story comes from.
Okay.
So that clears that up.
Honestly, I feel a little better because at least we have a source.
We have a source of threesome. It wasn't just, at least it came from somewhere. It wasn't just his wild imagination making it up.
That
so
makes
at least
me feel
we have
better.
A threesome source. Very nice, very nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, so this, and I asked her the question. I said, okay, so what do you need from me? Mm-hmm. Because I can tell, obviously, that like this
Are we friends or not? Do I need to back off? What's up?
Right.
Yes.
And she goes, okay, well, honestly, I still want to go to yoga together.
But in secret. You can't tell me. Girl, please.
But basically in my head, I'm like, well, you mean I can still go to my own yoga class?
Right.
Like, that basically is what that
so
means,
right?
Like, I'm allowed
like,
to
I'm still going to go to yoga,
right,
bro. Like, you're there, cool. If not, I'm
like,
still
that's kind of what I felt like, because that's basically...
So it's like you can only be a yoga friend.
But she's like, but we can't like go...
Kick it.
Right, kick it anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Yeah,
that's
so
sad.
So what I said to her is this. I was like, listen, you're my friend, and I care about you. She did kind of become like instant family. She kind of feels like a younger... She's actually you're 32. She's your age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, like whatever you need from me.
Yeah, you gotta respect
right?
where she's
like,
at.
Of course. I'm not gonna be like, no, you have to be my friend.
No.
But I was like, but listen, we've had a lot of conversations about this.
Mm.
And I feel like every time we talk about this, it's getting progressively a little bit more and more dialed in to, hey, maybe at first there was a few reasons for jealousy, and then maybe there started to get a little bit more intense, and now like if I'm being looked at as a target, someone that's like, and you know my intentions, and you've known my intentions and from day one, like if I'm now being looked at as a target, like where does it end?
Right.
And I just want to express my concerns for that, because you guys are building something very quickly over here.
Yeah.
And that, just as a friend, I feel like I need to like let you know that.
Yeah.
And she was very receptive. She was like,
good.
Listen, I hear you. And she's like, I don't know exactly what to say back to that, but I hear you.
Yeah.
And then she goes, listen, I tell you more things than I would even tell most of my girlfriends, and I just want to let you know I really appreciate you being there for me for all of this. And I said, listen, and I will be.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think I'm not here for you. I need a second to kind of like figure out how I feel about all this, but I still want to be your friend. I still want to be your friend. I still want to be
in
here
whatever
for
capacity
you.
That
and
is,
whatever that looks like.
Yeah,
like,
if that's at yoga, that's at yoga.
Like I'll be whatever you need me to be, because it just kind of is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, yeah, it sucks. You know, it sucks because it's hard to watch. Listen, I've been that guy.
Yeah.
I've been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you a couple of times I've been that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is actually kind of an eye-opening situation
where
for
you're
me,
seeing it
where
firsthand.
I'm like, fuck, this sucks.
It's a growing
like,
experience.
It's really, for me, it's been like, oh, this is what it feels like on the other end. Like, this doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. Not only does it not feel good, like it, I honestly, if I'm being honest, what can I say right now?
Is it like looking in a mirror?
A little bit, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
What can I say?
Well, what have you learned now?
Oh, man. I want to be careful what I say right now, which I never do. So,
No, that's good. It means you care and you're handling this with tact, you know?
Yeah, which I never do, Charlotte. This is new for me, so let me think through this. How about this? I'll put it this way. When I had these kind of behaviors, there was a lot of things to be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just worry for my friend.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fair.
And
I
so
I said that last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of the times it's projections.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so
but everything you're thinking, she already knows and times it by 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you had it. That was the window for you to share how you were feeling. She gave you that space. You needed to take it and you took it. Now you got to let it be, because everything that's going through your head, all of these concerns, I'm telling you, she knows, she feels it, and she has to and is going to figure it out for herself. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do about that. It's got to be, that's only on her, and it has to be on her. And if they stay together and they end up together and they end up working through it, then that's what it is. Or if that's what it's not, then that's what it's not. But it's only going to be her, and she's the only one that has the power to be like, okay, I'm not going to do this, or I don't want to deal with this. And it's so intertwined, because it's both of them are playing a role, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all you can do right now, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's just a lot of feelings wrapped up in it, you know? It's just a lot. I guess there's also like a part of me that's like, you have to go.
I have 5 minutes.
I guess there's part of me too that's proud of myself.
Mm. For
not wanting to be that way anymore.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Like recognizing that and like seeing that as really bad and being like, I would never want to do that ever again. Any of that. You
listen,
know what I mean?
Sometimes people come into our life as seasons. And if that's what this season is and this friendship was, where you played that role to her and she clearly shared that with you, like that you've helped her through these things. And maybe this is what you also needed to see as well on like what you've done in the past, how that's making you feel as a friend and how it's making her feel as the partner. And if that is what the purpose you guys served for each other, then that's what that is.
Yeah.
And that is still impactful.
Right.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, there you go. You just never know how this podcast is going to go. You know what I mean?
Ghosties and trauma.
Ghosties and just a little bit of trauma coming out the end. That's all we got.
Jessica, ghosty friendships? Friendships and Ghosts. Casper the Friendly Ghost. Oh my God, that is the title of the podcast. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I don't know, because that almost seems like the ghost was actually friendly to Charlotte.
No, but it's your thing is the friends, her thing is the ghost.
Mine
and it's
is
just the only combo.
Overly friendly ghost.
The overly friendly ghost.
Casper the Friendly Ghost question mark?
Horny ghost.
No!
And ghosted.
Casper the Horny Ghost.
I don't want it. I don't want it. Please
we won't
don't.
Put that in the title.
I don't want
let
that.
Let us cook. Let us
Casper the Horny Ghost.
Please don't. I don't. I can't. Don't ruin that for me.
That ruins Jess's whole childhood.
I'm so sorry.
Don't.
All right. Thank y'all for being here, man. We got to roll out of here. Jess, where do we get you?
Just do it. JESSDUITT on IG on all socials. And if you want to see me on Be More Lifestyle in like 30 minutes,
tune in. She's going to be over there. Charlotte, you?
I am PTSD Diva on Instagram and TikTok.
I'm that guy Kramer. I got a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. And thank y'all for being here. We love this space. This is a real fun space for us. So thanks for checking out the Uncensored podcast. And check out the On Demand show, too. We'd love for you to check out that show. All right. Thank you. Love you guys. And we'll see you next week. Right? Yeah. Hopefully on time. But you just never know. Have no expectations. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.